Viter in Shaspir and Bob Mitzia Daft Sadi Allah. Picking on Sadi Mabiz, but about the page. Five of them is up from the bottom. Itmar. Chosma Bakol. Vinhiga Bakol. Let's say you go and you're chosim it by your voice. It bends down to eat and you yell at it, so it stops eating because of that. Or you lead the animal. If you have two animals that are, they put the yoke on the same, together with two different species. And now you cause it to go by screaming at it, by yelling at it, and that causes it to go. Rashi says, Bikilayim, Ve'in Ochizmar there. You're not holding onto it. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, Prince Chayev. Rishal Kishomer Potter, your Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Mechayev, Akimas Piv, Havya Maisa. He says that he's going to be Chayev because literally the bending of his mouth is considered an actual Maisa. Rashi says, Vahavali Lav, Sheyeshbo Maisa, Velokin Lav. It's Lav that is Maisa, and he gets Malkus for it. Rishal Kishomer Potter, Kala Lav, Maisa says, no, a voice is not considered a Maisa. Aesir of Yochanan Mishalkis. Rav Yochanan, who says that a voice is a Maisa, that's the kasha from a Mishnah. Beep, turn the page. Says the Mishnah in Truma, Tzadi of the mouth, Lo Sha'adam Mashai Lahamir. It doesn't mean that a person is allowed to go and be Hamir, as in Rosh of Tmura, to substitute a regular animal for one that is Kadosh Areti. We're talking about over here that the person wants to do tumura. So let's say you have an animal that's kadosh, you want to take one that's not kadosh and transfer all the kadusha onto that one. That's called tumura. So the Mishnah says that the Raisa Isser against doing such an idea. The Torah says, right, it's going to be also for a person to go out and take an animal and put it in, even if the second one is more chashav. The Torah says that if one goes against this Isser and it makes a chulin animal in place of a kodesh one, then what ends up having both of them becomes kadosh. The first part of this Mishnah says that anyone can go and substitute, meaning both men and women. The Mishnah then goes on to say that its opening statement that anyone can substitute should not be misunderstood to mean that one's mutter to do it, but rather lo shadam rishay lahamir el she'im hamir mumer v'silkiv zarbaim. If he does do that, if he substitutes it, then he's going to get it does work, and he's going to get malchus for doing such an idea. So what do we see? We see that malchus comes for tamura, which all that happened over there is the mouth. So what do you see? Like Rav Yochanan said, the mouth does do something as you get malchus. Rish Lakish says, Amar Lei, says back, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, who is that goes in the world of Rabbi Yehuda? The Amar Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lokin Alav. That's the famous machlokus comes up in Makkos, and then he goes and says, Nav Dalit, Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you get malchus for. Can you really go and say that this Mishnah goes to Rabbi Yehuda? V'akatani Reisha, but the first part of the Mishnah says, Hakol Mimirim Echad Hanashim Echad. Anyone could do Tamura, both men and women. V'avina ba Hakol Usimai, and we said Hakol is coming to include what? Like, what do you mean when it says Hakol? Who is it coming to include? Lasui Yorish. It's coming to include a Yorish, someone who inherits, and the low Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda, right? What's his matzav over here? You have a guy who goes and he's makdish an animal, and then he dies before he brings it. His son, who's Yorish his stuff, and he gets his animal also, then does tamura of an animal on another animal onto it. And the Mishnah says that even though the son is not the one who originally makdish the animal, his tamura of another animal is considered tamura, and then we have all the dinim that comes from it. So it comes with a su yorish, a look Rabbi Yehuda, dik Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar yorish, eino meimir yorish, eino somech. If you want to say that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, but it says that a yorish is not able to do tamura, and he doesn't do smicha on the animal, that it's smicha on the animal, when you lean on the animal that the father was makdish. Where he says that if a yorish does tamura of the animal, the second animal doesn't take any kedusha, and he learns his din from a pasuk. So clearly, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Hi Tana, and for the Gemara, hi Tana. No, really, it is Rabbi Yehuda. But this Tana we're bringing over here, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one area, and he argues with him in another area. Tana Rabban, on a chose mesapara vedash palok, someone does chasima. They muzzle up a cow, and the cow goes and does disha, it's threshing. Then you get malchus. Umishalim dalid kabin lapara vegimel kabin lechamor. We're talking about a case that you hired my animal, right? You rented my animal, and then in such a case, you go and you muzzled it. Not only is it going to get malchus, but you have to pay the owner the amount that the animal would have eaten. And she says that the Chachamim estimated that kach shiro Chachamim chilaso, how much it would go and eat, and that is at 4 ka for a par and 3 for a hamor. Right, we know someone doesn't get malchus and die, and someone doesn't get malchus and have to pay. It's one or the other, right? So how could it be that he has to get malchus and he has to go and pay? Amar Abaye, how money? Rabbi Meir, he goes in with Rabbi Meir. The Amar Lokum Shalim, he's of the opinion, nope, he holds that you can be Moloka Umashalim. We saw that in Suvis and other places and in Bava Kama. Another answer, Rabbi Amar, Esnan Asra, Torah Vafilu Ba Al Imo. There is a pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that a person is not allowed to go and pay if they do. Rashi says, "Lo savi esnan zona umchir kelev beis Hashem lokecha lachon neder ki tovas Hashem lokecha kam shtem." If let's say a person is with a zona and they go and they pay the zona with an animal, you can't go and take that animal and use it as a karban. So we see over here, Rebbe says, "Esnan zona esnan asr Torah vafilu bal imo." The din is that even if a person has a relationship with his own mother, it's still gonna apply this din over here. Now, we do know that in this case, when a person is with his own mother, he dies, right? Because it's chayv misa for it. And we know the principle is kim libi d'rabbi mineh. Kim libi d'rabbi mineh means that if you have two things happening at the same time, that the son has to go ahead and get misa for sleeping with his mother, and he has to pay her. So then he only has to he only gets misa. He doesn't have to pay. The fact that though we see over here that estan asur torva filibal imo is that you're not allowed to go and use this animal for a carbon. What's going on over here? Why can't you use the animal for a carbon if it's not able to be given over anyway? Right? He doesn't have to, it was a pick because of Kim Lebed the Rabbi Mine. So really the answer is Rashi says that this idea of paying for two things, getting death and having to pay, doesn't mean he's off the hook from having to pay anything. It just means that they can't enforce it. If you want to be, Yotze B'dei Shamayim, then you have to go and pay it. And that's why the animal he gives his mother, for the Esten Zona, it takes on that status over there because it was given, if something he has to pay. So this is what happened. Rava is saying here, this is a place, the case where the person goes and muzzles the animal, right? Even though the double payment din of, we said we accumulated with the Rabbi Mineh, would stop the court from enforcing the monetary money against the one who muzzles because he's getting malchus for it, still he's chayav to go and pay. And therefore, so the Braisa would include, I'm sorry, would maybe is going with the opinion that Rabbi Meir holds that one doesn't get, is not loka mishalim. When the Braisa says that the muzzler gets malchus and pays, it means only that he's chayiv to pay and he has to do so if he wants to get out of his din shamayim, but the court can't force him to go ahead and do such a thing. So that's the next answer over here, that when we say, va'inu loka umeis, va'inu loka umashalim, so we say, no, esen zona, asur Torah v'afil bal ima, that really there is a chiv doing it. Another answer, a papa amar, mishas mishicha ichayev l'bemezoseh. It didn't come at the same time. Because the time that he pulled the animal, when he did mishicha, when he rented it, he's chayev to now go and give it food. Umilka lo laki ad shas chasima. But he's not chayev malkos until he goes and he muzzles it. Therefore, you have the two things can actually come because they're not actually coming together. Okay, Amra Papa, like we said, we mentioned Rav Papa, so we have other Dina Rav Papa. Amra Papa, Hani Mili Boi Minai Debe Rav Papa Bar Papa, Bar Abba. They asked of me by Rav Papa Bar Abba about the following two things. Upshati Lahu Li Surah, and I paskin for them in both cases that they are Usser. What are we talking about? Chad the Kilchus of Chad the Dlavkus. One of them, my din of saying it was Usser was halachically Usser, and the other one was not according to halacha, meaning it was a chumrah. They asked, what about kneading dough with milk? In other words, can you make milk that is chalavi? Lechem chalavi. Upshati luli serve kilchasa, and I paskin that it's usher lehalacha. The Tanya, ain lush and a seisa bechalav. You're not allowed to go and knead dough with milk. Vim lush, kola paskula, sir. And if you did it, the whole thing is usher. Rashi says, I feel lechel bemelach, even to God and to laachla bemelach, to eat it with salt. I can't eat it. Mipnei hergal ver, because it can lead a person to doing in aveda. Why? Because you're going to come to eat it with meat. Rashi says lo yochal basima. It's milk like a bread. You don't know. It's just like bread. You can come eat it with meat. Kayotze bo ein toshes hatorah ba'aliyah. You can't go and grease the oven, the bread, the oven they use for bread with the tail of a sheep. Right? Rashi says toshin is tachin. And if you did that, the oven, all the bread that's baked in it, it's going to be aser until you fire up the oven in a way that you're burning up all the stuff that's over there. And the other thing which they asked me was, min min, can you go and you put two different types of species? Sorry about that, folks. We're going to shut that off right now. So now, another thing he asked was, min min, can you go and put two different animals in the same animal container, right? In the same barn. Rashi says, Vehein Zachon in a cave, but one's Zachon, one's in a cave. Can you put it? Rashi says, Mi'avi Kimar Bia Kilaim. Is that considered like Kilaim? Because, you know, you're not allowed to have them for Shprach and the Menachin over there. Olo Ad Shiyokhsahu Ba'atzmo Evra Zachon V'yachas. So there's only Isser once you actually enter the animal, the male, into the female. Upashil Huli Sur Dalav Kirchosan. I paskin it's Aser, which is not going according to Halacha. Rashi says, Shalo Yizalzalu. So there should be mezalza. Really, it's mutter to go put in the same one, but he knew that he has to be machmir here. People are going to be mezalza. Da'amar Shmuel, u'bimin afim, achayeru kiderecha min afim. The halacha is that it's mutter, Shmuel said, in the case of people that do adultery, or any other set of isser over there, until they're going to be mutter, until they're seen together in the way that people are together. Those are edim that see people involved in some sort of a riot. So as she says, me'idin aleim, me'idim l'chayvim misa u'malkus misha yishkevu zeh zeh k'derech menafim. Ve'in sarach le'idim sheyiru k'mekchol b'shfoferes. They don't have to see the actual deed of the physical contact and entering. Delo is kikasan Torah listakol kokach. The Torah doesn't make you look so much over there. That's in that case. When it comes to kilayim, the answer is only until you put the male into the female, like, you know, the is talking about this paint that they used to use, like eyeliner, they put into like some sort of tube. They'd have to actually get to such a dark over there. So really, that's the only time it's going to be a problem. But to put it together, it's not going to be a problem. But yeah, he said to look halacha. Now, meaning he was being machmir. Mosev Rav Achad Voi Barami. He has the kasha from the following. It says, Ilu Nemer Behemtcha Lo Sarbia. If it would have said by the animals, if it had said that you shall not mate your animal, right? Rash says, Velo Nemer Kilayim. And it wouldn't said Kilayim. Rash says, Haisi Omer Lo Yechuz Behema Bekarneha Besha Shaola Le Zachar. Don't hold it by its horns while the male is coming on top of it. Vafilu min bemino. So let's go back to it. Ilun nemar behemtcha lo sarbia. That's what it said. He see Omer lo yechus adam abehema b'shash ola zachar. You can't hold the horns of the female animal at the time that the other one's going on top, right? That one can't be part of this actual thing in these two animals by holding it, even if both animals are the same type of species, and even if it's mutter. But then it says kilaim. But everyone thought maybe it's going to be us to do that even if it's mutter. Therefore, it comes and says kilaim, lav mechlal de kilaim, right? That is, it's teaching that only mating the different types of things is going to be aser. Lav mechlal de kilaim achiza namilo. Doesn't this imply that with the different types of animals, even holding the female over there is going to be a problem? Is that going to be mutter? And it doesn't have to be until you enter it, bring the male animal into it. Says Gemara, no, my achiza, achnasa. What does it mean, achiza, holding? It means achnasa, taking the male and entering it into the female. For my curly achiza, why is it called achiza? Lishma aliyah, we're talking like in a proper way, like in a more nucky type of lashon. Okay, Omar, so you're not going to be over the isser of holding it, just holding the horns. You're going to be only by holding the male member and inserting it. Amar Rav Yehuda, min b'mino mutter lachlis k'mechol b'shofaris. When you have these animals, the animals that are their own type of animals, you know, that's not kilayim, you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to enter one into the other. V'afilu mishum pritzusa leka. There's no iser here. This is not pritzus. This is not iser. It's nias. Rashi says mishum d'shem yovel l'dei hearer. Dover, like you would have thought, maybe he's going to bring to Hurim. We're not worried about that. Kedarminan lo yistakel b'chamor uvechamora b'chazir b'chazira b'shal shem zav given his kaken zem. So don't look at these animals when they're for sprachin. The hasam kisheinu shelo, they're not yours. Sheinu tzarich l'saya, you don't have to help. Avol ha'iba v'detei tarid v'lo har. Here you're busy with the animals, like working hard. It's belach to tarid, so you're not thinking of those type of things. Says Gemara, my time up v'detei tarid. What's the reason why? Because he's tarid. He's busy with his work, and therefore he's not thinking these type of thoughts. Masav Rav Chadvoy Barami, he comes and says, Kashe, hold on a second, beep, turn the page, starting off from base. Ilu Nemer Be'emtichol Lotarbiya, if the Pasuk would have just said, don't mate your animal, then Ha'isi Omer, Lo Yechos Adam Esabahema, Kedesh Yala La Zachar, I wouldn't say that you could hold it while the Zachar goes on top. Tam Lomi Kilaim, Kilaim Hura Asar, Hamin Bemino Shari, that's Mutter. Hamin Bemino Nami Achiza in Achnasalo. Only holding on is going to be Mutter, but not be Machnesit. And for the Gemara, no, my Achiza Achnasa, that's what Machzah means. My color Achiza Lishtam Ali, it's a nice Lashon, better Lashon. I say my deal with a different example. Rav Ashi said that those of the house of Rav Nechemia, the Beis Galusa, asked about me this following question. What's the din about putting an animal, one type of species, with its own and with a different type in the same one? Is that mutter? You put one, a male horse or the female horse and a female donkey in the same one. Do we say that since it has its own kind, it's going to be drawn by its own kind, therefore it's going to be mutter to go and put it over there? Maybe even so, it's not okay. And he said that it's aser, which is not according to halacha, because of the pritzus of avadim. That is, that these type of avadim are not going to behave in a proper way. And if you let them do this, they're going to end up doing even more things that are not okay and bringing them one upon the other, which is going to be aser. Zok, the next ha'ilagamish, the hayosab yadav avalo biraglav. Even if the worker was working with his hands, but not with his feet. Working with his hands and not with his feet. Biraglav avalo yadav, or let's say he's working with his feet, but not with his hands. I feel like say for even with his shoulder, just with his shoulder, Rashi says the Eino mazes Yad of Raglav, not moving his hands and his feet at all. Hareza Ocho, the worker still gets to eat. He's allowed to eat over there. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda Omer, Achiasa Yad of Raglav. No, it's got to be he's working. Well, the Torah says he gets to eat, the worker gets to eat. It's only when he's working with his hands and his feet. If you want to eat, you got to work with the hands and your feet. Now, my time, why is it according to the Tanakhama that working with the hands and the feet is not necessary? Because the Pasuk says, Ki sava b'kemreecha b'chol my da'avid. The Torah says, when you come into the vineyard of your friend, which means whatever he goes in to do, any type of work that he does. Says the Gemara, what about Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Achi Yasav Yad Raglav, until you use your hands and feet. My time to do Rabbi Yehuda. Ki shor, because he said it's just like an ox. Mashor Achi Yasav Yad Raglav, just like a shor, doesn't get to eat unless it's doing with its hands and with its feet, because that is what it does, right? It uses its hands and feet, its four legs. Apo Achi Yasav Yad Raglav, it's got to be doing with the hands and the feet. Boy Rabbi Baruch Bafuna, Dosh Ba'avazim B'Tarnagolim, Rabbi Yosef Rehuda Mahu. What's the din if you're using geese and chickens? They only have two legs. What's the din according to Rabbi Yosef Rehuda about muzzling them? Right? Because it's not like an ox anymore. B'chol Kochabin of Halika, with all of their might, their power, and that you have over here, because that's all it has. Odoma B'yad of Raglav B'in of Haleka. You need to have Yadav Raglav, and you don't have Yadav Raglav over here. And therefore, you don't have to muzzle it. Take us as Gemara. Good question. We leave it unanswered. I'm Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Baravu. Polim Achelo Hilchu Shasi Va'eriv Begas Ochan Anav and Beit Shosin Yayin. Workers, until they've gone the length and the breadth of the wine press, can eat grapes, but they can't drink wine. Can't drink wine. Rashi explains that the normal way to make wine is to put the grapes on the floor of the wine press, and the workers go and they walk all over them. Now, until they did from one end to the other, right, in both directions, they would go north, south, and east, west, etc. Then their work is only noticeable in the grapes, but not in the wine that started to flow. So therefore, until they complete these two trips, they can take only from the grapes, but not from the wine that started, because to take of the wine at that part will be considered eating one type of produce, wine, while working with another, which is grapes, which you're not allowed to do. So Pola Machalo Hilchu Shasiv Arev Begas Ochan Anovin Ve'ein Chosin Yain Misha Hilchu Shasiv Arev Begas Ochan Anovin Ve'chosin Yain. But once they went Shasiv Arev, the whole thing over there, then they're allowed to eat grapes and they're allowed to drink wine. At that stage, we consider it like they're working in both of them, like the grapes and the wine, and therefore they're allowed to have both. Says the next Mishnah, Hay Ose B'Te'enim Lo Yochel Banavim. If the worker is working with figs, he can't take grapes. Banavim Lo Yochel B'Te'enim, and with grapes, can't take figs. Aval, 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 aval. He can hold himself back from eating until he gets to the place of where the better fruits are to eat over there. Fascinating. It says Rashi, kol achilas man, all of his eating can go from there. V'kulan lo amru elav shas malacha. In all the cases, it's only said during the time that they're actually involved in work. Rashi says, V'kulan lo amru sheyochol ela b'shas shu osek b'malacha. V'lo sheyeshiv lo, sheyoshiv lo, v'yochol, v'lomar, hare minasi atzmi ad kan, lo bitalti lechol achshav ishiv liechol. Right, he can't go ahead. And he's only to eat when he's working. He can't, like, take a break from the work. Go sit down, relax, machahimish, And then say, well, the break, you know, he deserves a break because he did so much work and he wasn't eating while he was working, so he could do it now. No, you could eat only while you're in the midst of working. Aval mishum hashiv aveda labaylov amru, but in because of returning a loss to the owner, in other words, so there's no loss that's incurred over here. Polam ochem balichasan me omen la omen. Workers can eat while walking from one row to the other row. Like when they finished working one row and on their way to the other row to start working, they could take some grapes from the first one and like eat it along. And on their way back from the wine press, they're allowed to do this as well. Uvechamor shehi porekes, and the case of the donkey can eat when unloading. She says, "Gemara." First of all, the Gemara is to explain what exactly that means. Yibay lehu, yibay lehu. Osa begefen zeh, ma'u shalcha begefen acher. If it is a mutter, if one is working with one grape, like one type of grapevine, eating from another grapevine that belongs to the same person, where can he take from another thing and, you know, from a better vine, and take them where he's working, which is the less good vine, and eat it over there. Mimin sha'ata nosin lekilyo shel balabayis ba'inan va'ika. Do we need that it's only that you eat from the species that you're putting into the owner's kli, and you have that over here because they're both grapes over here? Odelmi ma sha'ata nosin lekilyo shel balabayis ba'inan va'aleka. It has to be from that which you're actually putting into the kli that you're working on right now, and you don't have that over here. What's going to be the din? Says the Gemara. If you want to say, to come out to say that one who works with one grapevine is nalati from another grapevine, then how could a shore be allowed to eat from stuff which is attached, from produce which is attached to the ground? The Gemara said earlier, at the end of the page, the peiches, peites, that an ox has to be allowed to eat when it's working with even things that are attached. But the ox is in the front and the stuff, the wagon's in the back, and the thing they're working on is the stuff in the back. He's ahead of that, so for he's eating stuff which is the stuff he's not working on now. The ox can eat when working on a long vine. Therefore, it is the one that they're working on right now. Versus Bismara Rukam O Dumagas Adlifting Ashore. It's from the back to the front, therefore it's the same one. Okay, let's try again. Toshima, hoy osa b'te'enim lo yochel b'anavim. The Mishnah said, if you're working with figs, you can't eat grapes. Ha'te'enim u'te'enim dunya t'te'enim v'anavim ochel. What's the mashmos? That in a situation of figs and figs, which is similar to figs and grapes, you're allowed to go and eat. V'yamart also begefen zeh eino ochel begefen achir. If you say you're doing one thing, you can't have the other one. Hechem iskaslos. How can you find a case that it's mutter, which is similar to figs and figs? The Mishnah's case of figs and grapes is talking about two different, you know, things over here, the fig tree and the grapevine. So it would be the comparable case over here of figs and figs. It would be two different fig trees. But if you say that one who works with one fig tree can't eat from another one, where do you have the mutter case that's going to be figs and figs? As the Gemara, no, I don't have Shisha Beri Derev Idi Bimudles. The Mishnah is talking about a case where one is hanging over another. You have one over another. It says, Le'olam tervayo b'inan, mimin umima. V'hai de'itzrich lemistei te'inim v'anafim, v'dekes ha'te'inim v'te'inim, ochel b'te'inim mudles al gefen. It's where one is leaning over on the other one. So basically what's coming out is that we say from the Mishnah, we can't aser the worker's ability to the plant, which is works, but that he still does not prove that he's allowed to take any from the same fruit. Anyway, Rashi ends up by telling us that if we have one vine that's intertwined with another, so you don't have to be, you know, like break that over there, and you're allowed to eat the fruit of either one of them. Okay, Toshima Aval Mundeas Atzmo Hashemagilim Komi Yafos V'Ochel. He can hold off until he gets to like the better one, better stuff, and then he can eat over there. Now, V'Yamart Osa Begeven Zeh Ochel Begeven Acher. That if someone goes ahead and he's working on one grapevine, he's allowed to eat from another one. Then why does he have to hold back at all? Nezel V'Nezel V'Nechel. Let him go and bring from the better stuff to back to where he's working, and then eat it right away. So it must be you can't do that. Rest is good. Says Gemara, Hasam Mishon Bito Malacha Lo Kami Boilam. In the case of the Mishnah, he can't eat immediately. Why? Because of the stopping of the work, which we never really asked, because it's clear to us that's not allowed to do. You can't like stop over there, walk over there, come back and do such a thing. Rashi says, "Bittul by lichas v'chizrasa." He's being mavatal his work while he's walking over there to go get him to come back. Ki Kami Boilam. What's our question? Hechadika Ishto Banav Mai. What about when he has his wife and his kids, that they can go and bring the stuff? What's going to be the din then? Says Gemara, Toshima, V'kulan lo amru ella b'shas balacha. Coming a raya from, this is the next part of the Mishnah, that says, and in all cases, they said that the worker is allowed to eat during the time when he's working. But because of the returning loss of the owner, they said, they're allowed to eat from when they're going from one row to another and coming back from the wine press. So they're saying that, assuming that walking between the jobs from one place to another is like actually doing work. Umishum hachi, right, since his work on both sites is for the same boss over here, he's like actively working for him even when he's traveling between these two, and his travel is needed for, right, is for his boss. Umishum hashev aved alabailam hudachil, and the Mishnah still says that it's for the returning the loss that he's allowed to eat while traveling, with too, midoraisa loachel, but midoraisa, he's not allowed to eat over there. Alma, what do you see? Osa begefen zeh, eino ochel begefen acher. If you're working one, you can't do it in another one. And for the said of the Gemara, lo. Leolam, eim lecha osa begefen zeh, ochel begefen acher. Really, if you're doing one, you can do the other one. Mahalech, lavko osa maisadami. And we say that walking is not considered like work, and that's why midoraisa is usher to eat while walking from one place to the other. But in a case where he's actively working with the same, where he is working with the same stuff, he can eat from any fruit of that thing owned by his employer. Says the Gemara, another version is v'ikadami savru mahalich lav kosa maisadami. They wanted to say that walking is not like doing work. V'hainu taima d'midoraisa lo achil mishum d'lav kosa maisadami. The only reason from a doraisa perspective that he's not allowed to eat while going from one job to the other, from one place to the other, is that walking is not considered like doing work. Ha'osa ma'isa achem in the ra'isa. What's the mashmos? That, osa ma'isa achem in the ra'isa. That would be doing actual work while going between them. Then midoraisa, you would allowed to eat it. Alma osa begefen ze, ocha begefen acher. You see that working with one grapevine, you're allowed to eat from another grapevine. So now the Gemara says, hold on one second, we knock it off. Lo, li'olam emelecha Osa begefen say ain't all chum and chafer. You're not allowed to go into it. Beep turn the base, sadi base. Omahalik osa maisa dummy. But walking is like doing work. So if we say that, then it comes out that the reason the worker is midoraisa usser to take fruit from one row to eat as he goes to the second one is that one who works on one grapevine is not allowed to eat from another grapevine. Okay, last part. So we don't really end off the answer to the question. We have a back and forth, but we don't come out with a definitive answer. Then we said, ubichamor, when you're dealing with the donkey, kishihi porekis, while it's unloading, she's allowed to eat the donkey. Kishihi porekis mehechan achla, but when she's porekin, unloading, then where exactly is this animal eating? Rashi says, kol masa porkin, bibas achas v'holchen, right? When she unloads, where is she able to eat? The whole thing is dropped to the ground at one time, and then it just goes on. So then it's impossible for the donkey to eat after it's unloaded, because they go to the point where the food isn't there anymore. Says Gemara, ema ad shite parekes. What I mean is until she unloads. She's allowed to eat from the load that's on her the whole time she's carrying it until it's taken off. Tanila had the turn her bottom. If a person who's back, well, a mishta actually backs it up. Sorry, a mishta that's taught in Braisa, chamor v'gamal ochlin m'maso shel gaben. They can eat for himself in the back. V'vat shel yitol yad b'yado v'yachilim. As long as the owner of the animal doesn't take it in his hand and feeds him. Only if it's taking it by itself. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.